Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is going to bless you for just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
come
on.
Come on, baby.
Just hold on.
Mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Come on, say it. Just hold on.
You're listening to WGUM. So glad that you're hearing us this evening, this morning, this afternoon. Whenever you tune in, it's a joyful moment. And that's Norman Hutchins reminding us that a move of God is on the way. So Dr. Gregory Scott talking to you, Glory United Ministries Genials. And this evening, this morning, this afternoon, we're going to be privileged to hear Pastor Patricia Benneman bringing us her wisdom, joy, revelations, and prophecy. Yes, don't give up, friends. I want to tell you right now that after this song completes without further interruption or introduction, Pastor Patricia Benjamin will be with us. Have mercy.
Come on, sing, hold on.
Can somebody tell him your help is on the way?
Hey, I felt that all down in my soul. Your help is on the way. You got a right to praise God. Come on and clap your hand and tell the devil that you can no longer chain and bind me, for I know that my help is on the way. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, people of God, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and you shall rejoice and be glad in it. What a mighty God we serve. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Some like to say God is good, and all the time, God is good. I think they just take that statement for granted. Somebody started saying it, so everyone started saying, but I'm going to hang out with David. David said, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, yeah, you can make the statement, God is good, and all the time, God is good. But it have no meaning. It has no significance. But if you would just focus on God is good, mm-hmm, and he's not only good, but he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all the praise. I tell you, the songwriter said, every praise is to our God. So I say again, and you need to learn how to focus on this. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. 3 weeks or so ago, I had a cousin who had to be rushed into Wilmington Hospital with a condition, and if she hadn't gotten there within the moment of a twinkling of an eye, it could have been lights out. But we thank God that he's worthy to be praised, because he's good all the time. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. And I thank God for her life on tonight. It is tonight when I am pre-recording, and every Thursday we have church at Glory United Ministries at 10 a.m. morning Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not doing anything at 10 a.m., get your rake and get your bucket and rake in the word of God. There may be a good point that will help you along your way. There may be a good nugget that you can give to a friend. I heard a preacher say just about 3 weeks ago, he said, and I wish I could keep it for myself where I act like I thought of it, but I'm not one of those persons that hear a preacher or someone say something and then I repeat it as if I thought of it myself. People rob me all the time that way. I say things to my friends and they take it and run with it in the pulpit, and they act like God gave it to them, but the devil is a liar. God gave it to me, and they took and ran with it. But this preacher said that a broken crayon still colors. Can you understand that point? A broken crayon still colors. It's not about the crayon being whole for the color. It's the color that makes the color. So a broken crayon still colors. In other words, if I would say that if something is broken, doesn't mean it's the end. It can still be used. Maybe not by you, but things that you throw out for junk, a junk collector can take what you threw out for no good and said it didn't work anymore, and they can use it. They can make it happen. They can make it work again. You could throw out a broken chair, and you say the chair is no longer fit to be sat down upon, but it's still a chair. someone can take that broken chair and make it sittable again. Or they can take the parts from that chair and sustain another chair that's a little rocky along the way. So in other words, a broken crayon can still color. So that's for you people that have family members that's down and out and into this and into that. That's for you people that don't have a job or you got a pink slip. A broken crayon still colors. In other words, our God is still God. Our God is yet able. Our God is an awesome God. And he can make it happen even when it's broken. Oh, bless his name. Because he's God and he said that he can do anything but fail, yes, he can take your broken crayon and get that color green that you was trying to color with. Well, he can take your broken life. Oh, my God. And with his blood that he shed on Calvary, this is Lent, y'all. We are coming up on the Easter season here. And I tell you, God took his blood. His son laid his life and he took his blood. And he colored your name in the Lamb's Book of Life with his blood. Oh, somebody come on and tell God thank you. Our message on last week was, you will wear a white robe if you don't defile your garment. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So that broken crayon can still color. Your brokenness, God can still fix it. God is the only one that can heal a broken heart. God is the only one can take a broken situation or a circumstance and turn it around for your good. God can fix it. Jesus will fix it for you, for he is the one who knows just what to do, just how to fix it. Somebody said, if it's not broken, then don't try to fix it. But sometimes it's good that things do get broken, because then you find out that what seemed impossible is yet possible. Oh, our Father and our God, we thank you for you, the giver of life. You restore our soul. You lead us beside the still waters. And God, you give us sunshine and the rain. You give us life, health, and strength. You give us joy in our sorrow. You are the God who give us hope for tomorrow. Oh, we thank you for being the God of who you are. We thank you because without you, we can do nothing. We thank you because with you, we move, we live, and we have our being. Through seen and unseen danger, we just want to take a moment to tell you thank you, God. Oh, you said that if we would just but cast our cares upon you, not my neighbor, not my brother, not my sister, but cast my cares upon you because you care for us, oh God. And you're the only one that can make the crooked places straight. You're the only one that can take broken and make it whole. You are our God. You are the God of our salvation. Oh, my God, thou art the potter. We are the clay. Mold us and make us, shape us, God, after your will. Oh, God, woo, we thank you for this very day. We thank you again, oh, God, that we have the abilities of our limbs. We thank God for eyes to see and ears to hear. We have legs to walk and a voice that we can talk. We have hands to clap, to bless your holy name. Clap your hand, O ye people. If you couldn't do anything on today, but clap your hands, O God, even recognize the clap that you give. For the psalmist declare, O clap your hands. All ye people, come on and give God a hand clap. Come on and thank him and bless his holy name. For in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we give your name all the praise and the glory shall be thine forever and ever and ever. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, bless the Lord. And our daily bread is the Word of God. I am turning my Bible to the book of Romans I am reading from my new Spirit-filled Bible that I received almost 12 years ago for my 50th birthday, and I cherish this Bible. It was given to me from a lady up in Connecticut who wanted to show her gratitude towards me for taking care of one of her loved ones. And I thank God for my new Spirit-filled Bible. She has passed on, and the loved one that I took care of have passed on. But God is not dead. He is yet alive. And his word is alive forevermore. He says that heaven and earth will pass away. But my word, he says, will stand forever. So I see why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, O God, that I might not sin against thee. We have to have the word of God. Yes, I know I go to church too. I love to hear the choir sing, and I love to see the praise dancers dance, and I love to hear the praise and worshipers praise and worship. But beside all of that, if you didn't go to get the word of God, then I think you need to reevaluate your purpose in going to God's house. Because there's nothing no greater than the word. He sent his word and he healed them. Maybe that's what the preachers mean when they stand in the pulpit and say, Lord, go down to the hospital. Lord, go down to the nursing home and stop by and touch sister so-and-so. Stop by, God, and touch deacon so-and-so. Maybe that's what they're thinking about in terms of asking God, sending God down to the hospital or the nursing home. But what I guess they got the scripture that say he sent his word and he healed them. Maybe that's what they mean when they tell God to go down to the prison and touch Jesse, and go down to the prison and touch Mary Lou. God, I need you to stop by the prison and help Howard. God, I need you to protect Beverly Ann while she's incarcerated. But I tell you, we don't have to send God anywhere because he's everywhere. David said, if I make my bed in hell, he'll even be there Oh, bless the Lord. We got to read the Word of God so that we're not ignorant to the Word of God. It tells us to study to show ourselves. It says, study the Word. Study the Word. We even have little children that don't go to Sunday school, don't even go to church on Sunday, but they are allowed to sit up on Tuesday night at 9 and watch the haves and the have-nots, and then we wonder why we're having a problem with her, because we're allowing her to take part in the mess and the junk that's coming across the television screen, but we let them sleep on Sunday morning. We don't insist that they get up and go to the house of the good Lord, where there's teaching about the goodness of Jesus, where there is teaching about He is our all in all. He is our everything. We need to have a balance in our lives. I came up, we had balance. We went to church. We were bad children, but we went to church. We heard the Word of God, and yet we were bad children, but we had to go to church to get some balance, to get some meat in our lives from the Word of God, because the Bible lets us know, I believe in Proverbs, it tells us to train up a child in the way that the child should go, whether it be male or female. And then when the child is older, it will not depart. In other words, the things that we were taught, yes, Jesus loved me, that's a song, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but our God is strong. It is nice to know that in my life, that when I had problems that seeming I couldn't solve, and I was weak in that area and didn't know what to do from a natural point, but all that Spirit of God that I was taught in Sunday school, and I'm from the Church of God in Christ, and we had a thing called YPWW, meaning young women, young people, willing workers. And I know the Bible had, I think, BTU, something like that. I grew up with the best of the best Baptist children in my neighborhood. We all participated. We all went to one another's church. It was not my church was better than yours or your church was better. We were all in the same neighborhood, in the same school, and we all supported one another. If your church was having an usher program, my church supported your church. If my church was having a choir program, your church came and supported my church. I think it was Baptist Training Union or something. Those of you that's Baptist, send me an email and let me know whether I got it right or not. Thank you so much. Let's go into the Word of God. When I couldn't figure out my way, couldn't figure out my problem, I remember saying, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. What are we saying? The Word of God tells us that He loves us. No greater love than this, that no man would lay down his life, but Jesus laid down His life for His friends. No greater love than this. You cannot find a friend. I know you mothers will say, honey, I'll die for my child. I don't see too many of you walking in front of that car. I don't see too many of you walking in front of that bullet. And I don't see you all saying, well, you know what, Your Honor? Don't lock up my son. Lock me up. That's just how much I love my child. But Jesus didn't do that. He laid down His life for us. Oh, aren't you glad that He laid down His life for us? No greater love than this. Have no man no greater love than this, that Jesus Christ would lay down his life for you, and you, and me, too. He's a great and mighty Father. He is your very best friend. He sticks closer than a brother. And they said a mother's love is the greatest love on earth. Well, Jesus even had a love. What did he say? When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord, he taketh me. I don't know who I'm speaking to with this message, but Jesus does want you to know that though your sins be as the scarlet, he can wash you whiter than snow. This brings me back to what I heard the preacher say about 3 weeks ago, that a broken crayon still colors. Your broken life can still be fixed when you place it in the master's hand. Anything that you give unto the Lord, he will give back to you. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. I'm excited. You all know how I get every time I have to come on Blog Talk Radio to bring a message to whomever I am speaking with. I have no audience that I can see, but I do see that you all go into the archives and pull up the sermon. Sometimes Dr. Scott can see that you all have called in to listen, and we're grateful for that. I really appreciate you all for taking the time to just listen when there's folk on TV that you can see and there's folk on the radio that you can just go and dial. But for me, you have to dial a telephone number to get me. But it's all prophecy. God spoke in 1984, and he said that I would be on the radio where I would be speaking before millions of people. And I am heard all over the world. As far as the world goes, my voice is there. Anyone who has a computer or a smartphone can dial me on Blog Talk Radio. They can just use my name, I believe, Patricia Benjamin, and they can Google it, and away we go. Click on, or you can, however, I can't keep up with the stuff. But we can click on, I believe it's www.glory-u.org. I'll say it again, glory-u.org. Okay, so that's how you find me on your computer or your smartphone. My time is almost out, and it won't take me long. Let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter, and let's start at verse, Lord, I see so much, so many places I would like to start tonight, but let's just go to verse number 25 in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans in the New Testament. Now, remember, I'm reading from my New Spirit-filled Bible. It won't read exactly like my King James does. Verse number 25, but if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, 26, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. Weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I just want to take a moment to help someone there. someone said, well, I would pray, but I don't know how to pray like you. I don't know how to pray like Grandma used to pray. Boy, Grandma could really pray. I don't know how to pray like Grandpa. I don't know how to pray like Deacon G down at the church or Sister S down at the church. So I don't pray. But let me tell you something. None of us, according to Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We need to focus on God is our God. The Lord is our shepherd, that he made us. And the psalmist has a prayer that he says that I like, and it's not the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I like that too, but that's not what I'm talking about. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I love that. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. If that's all I say, I am blessing him. I am reverencing him. I am giving praise and honor unto God. I'm not giving praise to man. I'm not giving praise to woman. I'm not giving praise to my pastor or my bishop or my apostle or my overseer. I'm not giving praise to the evangelist, the missionary, the deacon, or the brethren or the sistering. All I am doing is giving praise unto God. O Lord, our Lord, excellent is thy name in all the earth. And you know what? When we say that, when we quote that, we are taking the moment to say, God, you are the greatest. Jesus, you are the best. There is none like thee. There is none as high as thee. Last week I had the song to sing to you to let you know that he's so high you can't go over him. He's so low you can't get under him. He's so wide you can't get around him. You must come in at the door. And too many times we are making up these prayers that really don't reach heaven, that they don't do anything for our soul. It doesn't help the situation. But, oh Lord, our Lord, my Lord, how excellent are you? How great are you? You are everything. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are magnificent. Oh my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We are on the planet called Earth. So we are making him the greatest being in our life, and yet he's a spiritual being. The Lord is spiritual. But we are reverencing the fact that God, there is no one on this universe, this planet, that is greater than you. So again, I say, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. I want you to stop looking at what someone else does that you think is in perfection, that, oh, honey, she can pray, he can pray, oh, my God. So therefore, I can't get my words together like she does or he does, so therefore, I won't pray. But the Bible declares that men ought always pray. and don't faint. There is nothing wrong with you getting up in the morning saying, Lord, I thank you for this day. You are praying a prayer of thanksgiving. It's a day that you've never seen and you will never see again. You don't have to be on your knees to tell God, thank you. Thank you, God, for my job. It's not the job that I want to be on, but I give you thanks. And I bless your name because you're making a way for me, a way that I can't make on my own. It is the Lord who gives us promotion to get wealth. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I could be stomping my foot and slapping on my thigh and raising my voice into that hoop, but we've heard enough hooping and preaching. You need to be taught the fundamental things of the Bible. Give God praise. Give God thanks. And bless his name. Oh, I am excited. I'm almost finished. Been trying to cut back. I'm using the whole hour, although I have 2 hours, but I don't want to go that long. Let's read verse number 26. Well, okay, let's read verse number 27. Now, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So if you're praying some conquer baby prayer, you sit for hours in contemplation and you sit, as David said, I've meditated day and night, you're not really sure if you're praying what you ought to pray. Well, it just said so here in verse number 26. That we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit of God can take the time that we're putting in and make the prayer that it's pleasing in the hearing of the Lord our God. That's what it does. It makes intercession. It says, okay, she really is not saying that properly. She's praying amiss. She's not praying the right thing. She's saying one thing and meaning another. Let me get in here and take it and sweeten it so that it comes up before God in his nostril, a sweet smelling prayer, a sweet smelling savor. Let's go back to verse number 27. Read this when you have time, people of God. And it says, intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, the Spirit of God had to step in and take over some of these prayers that we have prayed because we're not praying according to the will of God. Some things just is not God's will, but yet we're praying about it. Now, the Spirit has to get in there and fix it the way that the prayer should be coming up before God. No, I'm not telling you not to pray, but I say pray. But let the Spirit make it right. Oh, you can pray, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. The Spirit don't have to fix that because that's already fixed. But some of the stuff that we pray for, you know what you pray about. You know what you pray for. The Spirit has to take it and make it like a bundle of flowers, freshly picked, beautiful, with a beautiful fragrance being presented unto God. Oh, God, I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me. And it says here in verse 28, and I'm closing with verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, that explains itself, that we know that all things work together. All things work together. The broken crayon, still colored, is still a crayon. A green crayon is still a green crayon. It will color green for you. A red crayon is still a red crayon. It will give you the red that you desired. It's working together for your good. Even though it's broken, still will give you the color that you're after. And that's the way God is with us. We are broken. We're praying the wrong prayers. We're praying amiss. Sometimes we're not praying at all. We're broken. But he still takes us and he works it out for our good because he loves us. Something beautiful and something good. All of my confusion, Lord, I thank you. He understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. But he made something beautiful of my life. He knew the color that I am. And even though I was broken, he said, you're pink and precious. You're pretty and pink. And I will make sure that you continue to be pink. So he took and put me back together again. And he continued to let me go on and be pink and beautiful. And color pink and make people beautiful. So whatever crayon you are tonight, if you're lavender, if you're green, if you're purple, if you're turquoise, blue, orange, whatever color you are, you might be broken with sickness and you might be broken with being broke, don't have the finances that you desire. Stop lying. You got the money put up in a sock somewhere in the drawer, and you're saying that you're broke. Don't tell that lie. Just say, I don't have the money that I desire. Yes, I've got $50,000 in a sock, but I want $150,000. But you're still, God can make your brokenness whole. All. Oh. Take me to the king. That's what the girl sang. Whatever her name is, Mr. Brown's wife. Well, I don't forgot her name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. She said, take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. She's broken, is my offering. Take me to the throne. Look at here. Take me to the king. I'm broken. Take me. That's all I have to give him. I'm broken, but I can still work. Take me to the king. Oh, you know the story. And it's the woman said, if I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. I'm broken. I got to get this thing fixed. Let me get to the king if I die trying. I'm broken. The king can put me back together where I need to be. She went seeking help for the Jews. And it was against the law for a Jew to come in there in that place there. You all know it's in the book of Ruth. Talking about Naomi. She said, if I perish, let me perish. I'm broken already. And then Brown's wife, I can't think of her name. The devil is a liar. Somebody say her name if you know it. She said, Mr. Sherman, you know the lady's name? Oh, bless God. She said, take me to the king. My heart is torn in pieces. That's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. Woo, my God. doing, but he's making intercession all the time. You go before the King, Jesus. Every time you pray, you go to the King to get your broken color, your crayon, so that it can color for what you need done. Oh, my God. Tamala Mann, thank you, Holy Ghost. The woman's name is Tamala Mann. She said, take me to the King. I know I have that in the register of songs, just maybe Dr. Scott will have time to play that song. And I want you all to read Romans, the 8th chapter, in its entirety. It lets you know in the beginning of that 8th chapter of Romans, it starts out to tell you, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That's how it will read for you in your hearing. Oh, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the teaching of his holy word. Take me to the King. Oh, my God in heaven. We will be here on next Thursday. Every Thursday, every first Sunday at 10 a.m., every Thursday at 10 a.m., whether we're recorded or live, it doesn't matter. We're here unless both of us are traveling together. We are here every fourth Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and we are here every fourth Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And sometimes if there's a fifth Sunday, if I feel like it, I'll go on. And if it's a fifth Wednesday, if I feel like it, I'll go on. That's the good part about being the owner of the radio station of which I possess, Blog Talk Radio. Almost on it now for 4 years. Take me to the King. All I had to offer was brokenness and strife. But I tell you, all things are working together for your good. It's working for my good. If the doctor tell you to stay off the sweets, it's working for your good. If he tell you to leave the fried foods alone, it will work for your good if you can just follow the instructions. It's not working against you. Leave the salt alone. It's working for your good. All things are working for your good. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. This is my prayer.
Even if I try, but still my bring me to the King.
Yes, take me to the King. Thank you, Pastor Benjamin, for another inspiring sermon. As my grandfather used to say, I know these words have found us well. Take me to the King, Tamela Mann.
Lead me there alone to gaze upon.
To WGUM, Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and you've been listening to Pastor Patricia Benjamin.
My heart's torn to pieces. It's my own.